بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, we have completed the Holy Quran. That person is very fortunate that he came to listen to Taraweeh from the beginning of Ramadan right till the end. Many people cannot even read the Quran, do not have the time to read the Quran, which is not good. But at least they joined the Taraweeh from the beginning of Ramadan, he got the sawab of one Quran. Sometimes people become very lazy to come for Taraweeh. They do not know the significance and the value of it. That you do not have the time to read the Quran Sharif, because whatever it may be, it's not good to say that. But if a person cannot read the Quran Sharif, but if he comes with Taraweeh to listen the whole month of Ramadan, at least he got a reward on Quran Sharif. He does not even understand that. One ayat was read to write, Alam najal arda mihada. Allah Ta'ala has created the earth, showing us, but He created the earth like a bed. And the world is created round. The first thing Allah Ta'ala created in this world was water. Then the earth came in. The earth started swaying, you know, swaying on water. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. That's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mountains with pegs, you know, pegs, mountains, because the water is moving now, the world is swinging all the time. How Allah ta'ala so great it is. He created mountains. The mountains came down, and straight away when the mountains came, the earth, what happens? It stays flat. It cannot move anymore. If there were no mountains, what should happen to us today? The mountains Allah Ta'ala created for a reason too. When the mountains came, it must stay there. The world couldn't move at all. It has to be stable. Allah Ta'ala, I'm creating that. وَخَلَقْنَا أَزْوَاجًا, and then I'm creating from partners with you, husband and wife, male and female. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and I brought much sleep for you too. Sleep. That at night you go to sleep. At night you go to sleep. If you don't sleep, what happens to you? All those people cannot sleep, what happening to them? All kind of tablets they're taking to sleep, they cannot sleep. Sleep is a gold. In Urdu they say, sona, sona hai. Sona, sona hai. Sona is sleepy, is gold. Those people who cannot sleep, they ask them how much they need to sleep. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ, that we brought up on sleep, so that during the night you sleep and rest comfortably. So that during the day you can work. During the day you can work. Yet today in this earth of ours, today all the people are using all kind of sleeping tablets, because this condition and that condition. So sleep is a very great ni'mat. Very great ni'mat. You don't know, you cannot buy sleep. You can buy everything, you cannot buy sleep. Sleep is a very great ni'mat. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Then also we got the night that we cover, it becomes dark. When darkness plays, then two things happen, good and bad. Good is a good. Bad is people begin to do wrong things there. They begin to steal, they do all the wrong things. But the good thing is that people at that part of the night, they are sitting making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They are doing tahajjud namaz. They are crying to Allah Ta'ala. So one side in the darkness of the night, people one side are doing the wrong thing, another side they are doing the right thing too. That they are doing all the good things, making ibadat and remembering Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is how my system works. In other words, then show us how Allah Ta'ala system works. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And at night you go to, at night this is what happened, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And in the course of the day you have to do work. Allah Ta'ala made the day to do work. At night is to sleep and rest, whatever it is. So this is how Allah Ta'ala system is from telling us how to go about in our life. Now if we do those other things again towards Allah's command, what will happen to us? Another ayat came, يَوْمَ يَفْتِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. In this ayat, many a time we overlook Allah's command to fulfill the rights of our wives, to keep our wives happy, to keep our children happy, to go against the law of Allah. Once you go against the law of Allah Ta'ala to keep your children happy, then you must know that child is not going to go to the slave path. يَوْمَ يَفْتِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The day will come when your brother, your mother, whom you're trying to keep her happy in the law of Allah, your mother, your family, everyone will not be sahibati wa bani, every one of them will not be able to help you. Allah is reminding us, so that must not be that on the day of Qiyamah they not remind you that you are doing all this thing against my command. I want you to keep me happy, and again, it must not be you follow my command to keep your mother happy, or your father happy, or your sisters happy, or your brothers happy, but their happiness will only remain for a few days, but they are questioning them. So rather be that keep me happy, that means everyone will keep happy for my sake. You're not in that also. So the few things Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an Sharif, when the ayat has so much to say, but just to tell you like either Samaa and Fatratu, Allah Ta'ala says he's surprised that you don't know, you're not covered, you're going to pass away, you're going to go, what have you done for that thing? That your life is not according to what I want. So these are few things I just mentioned tonight to tell you how important it is that, you know, whatever we do, we must try to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. There was no one other pleasure. The pleasure of Allah is most important. The month of Ramadan is going away. The first 10 months is crawling. The second month is creep a little bit faster. There was a sprint there. The last month is it? He just flew away. Remember one thing, Ramadan can go, but he left all the good things for us. Now it is for us that to look after the good things. Now he's going empty. He left all the good things in us. The rahmat and barakat, everything. And that is why you did so much of good deeds, all the good deeds, for what you have done. What's the reason for you to do good deeds? What's the reason that you open a Quran Sharif? You should never open at all. In the month of Ramadan, you open the Quran Sharif. You shouldn't come to the masjid at all, but you come to read namaz your full time before others come to the masjid to read namaz. You don't make a fajr namaz. Now all of a sudden, the whole month of Ramadan, before others, you are coming to read for fajr namaz and coming. What's the meaning of that? Is it that only in the month of Ramadan? But that's only a friend, only for Ramadan. When Ramadan goes away, you forget Allah Ta'ala too. You must remember, Allah does not forget us, we forget Him. We turn away from Allah Ta'ala, Allah does not turn away from us. So we have to have this in our hearts, that in the month of Ramadan we work so hard. For what did you work so hard? To keep Allah happy. The whole year you're eating for your stomach, for your body. The month of Ramadan is the food of the soul. Soul is most important. You feed your soul and become strong. That soul must remain until the next Ramadan, you will become more stronger and stronger. Because once a person passes away, his body is finished. The only thing remains is the soul. So keep the soul strong. Keep it happy all the time. Feed the soul. Body, a man can eat how much he wants, eat the best food. When he goes down, all the insects will eat him up. But the only thing will remain is the soul. Just look after the soul. Soul is the most important thing. So, as we stayed Ramadan and did all the good work, may dua Allah let us continue right till the next Ramadan. And how we behaved in the month of Ramadan to keep away from all our sins, have the same condition after Ramadan, that Allah, the closeness that we had with you, let us be more closer after Ramadan till the next Ramadan comes. That Allah must show the next Ramadan. But you must know one thing, you do not know whether we will see Ramadan again. So in the front of our eyes, so many people have passed away. They were waiting for Ramadan. Before Ramadan, they passed away. Ramadan is finished now. We don't know whether we will see Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala shows Ramadan. But with afiyat, with izzat, it must be that we must expect we must do better work so that Allah Ta'ala will give us that opportunity. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa aqimatu al-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسأل بالصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم إنا رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اغفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.